We'll be reading from 2 Timothy chapter 1, beginning in verse 13 and reading down through verse 18 today. Let's open our Bibles and read together 2 Timothy chapter 1, beginning in verse 13 and reading down through the rest of the chapter. Paul said, "Hold fast the form of sound words, which thou hast heard of me in faith and love, which is in Christ Jesus. That good thing which was committed unto thee, keep by the Holy Ghost, which dwelleth in us. This thou knowest, that all they which are in Asia be turned away from me, of whom are Phygellus and Hermogenes. The Lord give mercy unto the house of Onesiphorus, for he oft refreshed me, and was not ashamed of my chain. But when he was in Rome, he sought me out very diligently and found me. The Lord grant unto him that he may find mercy of the Lord in that day, and in how many things he ministered unto me at Ephesus, thou knowest very well." Paul tells Timothy in this book, keep teaching the truth. Don't give it up. Defend it, preach it, and live it. And he also reminds Timothy of this. This is not going to be easy. There are going to be many heartaches and trials along the way. So this is the two-part theme that occurs throughout this book. Hold on to the doctrine, and while you're doing that, endure hardship. In the previous lesson, we looked at some of the verses in the book of 2 Timothy about enduring hardships, and there are many. Now what we want to do is to survey some of these verses in this book that stress the fact that Timothy and that we today are to hold on to the truth. Remember, the Apostle Paul was soon to die, and this is really what he wanted to stress to Timothy, this young preacher. So let's look at some of these verses, beginning in the verse that we started with in our reading, 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 13. Paul said, hold fast to the form of sound words. The form here means the pattern. So there is a fixed body of doctrine that we are to teach, and we're not to add to it, and we're not to take from it. Does the Bible say that there is a pattern of doctrine? Yes, it does. And here in 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 13, the Bible assures us of this. Hold fast the form of sound words. So, Timothy, don't let it go. Don't give it up. Don't trade it in for anything else. Don't ever compromise the form of sound words. In verse 14, we have another exhortation. Paul said, that good thing which was committed unto thee, keep by the Holy Ghost, which dwells in us. What is this good thing that Paul is talking about? Well, it's the gospel, this pattern of sound words. And Paul says, you keep it. You keep it by the Holy Spirit. Timothy had a miraculous gift of the Holy Spirit, but he also had the indwelling of the Holy Spirit, like all Christians do. And Timothy was to keep that doctrine. He was to guard it, and he was not to give it up for anybody or anything. Now let's go to chapter 2. Chapter 2, beginning in verse 1, Paul says, thou therefore, my son, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus, and the things that thou hast heard of me, the things that Paul taught Timothy, among many witnesses, the same commit thou to faithful men who shall be able to teach others also. Now, notice the chain here. Paul says, I taught you, and you teach the same things to faithful men, and those faithful men will be able to teach others these same things. But notice the word same. Paul says, you teach to others the same things that I have taught to you. You pass it on to others just like it was passed on to you. This is a verse that really needs to be remembered today. We are to teach the pure Bible to people. We're not to add to it and take from it and change it and adjust it as we see fit. We are to pass down to others. what God has passed down to us in the Bible. Now let's go down to chapter 2, verse 14. Again, what we're doing here is we're looking at the many exhortations in this book that Paul gives to Timothy about holding on to the truth and avoiding error. In verse 14, he says, "Of these things, put them in remembrance. Remind them of these things, charging them before the Lord, that they strive not about words to no profit, but to the subverting of the hearers. Remind them of the truth, and tell them to avoid useless teaching." Then in verse 15, "Study to show yourself approved to God, a workman that needs not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth." Timothy, you make sure that you give diligence to these things, and you be careful. You make sure that you handle the word of God properly. Then in verses 16 through 18, he warns him about false teachers. In verse 16, "But shun profane and vain babblings, for they will increase unto more ungodliness." And then he mentions two of these teachers and the doctrine they taught in verses 17 and 18. The two men that were teaching this doctrine were Hymenaeus and Philetus. And the false doctrine that they taught in verse 18 is that they said the resurrection had passed already. Now then, let's turn to chapter 3. Paul continues to tell Timothy to continue in the faith. In chapter 3, verse 5, and in verse 7, Paul says that there are going to be people who have a false appearance of religion, but it's just an outward show. He says in verse 5 that there will be people who have a form of godliness, but they will deny the power thereof. So he says, turn away from those people. In verse 7, he talks about some religious people who are ever learning. They're always learning something, but they're never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. They learn all kinds of things about religion, but they never get to the truth because they don't love the truth and because they're not looking for the truth. Then later in chapter 3, after Paul talks about all these apostates, all these people that will fall away from the truth, and how that there will be evil men and seducers who will just become worse and worse. In verse 13, here's what he tells Timothy again. Notice this theme now. In 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 14, he says, "But continue thou in the things which thou hast learned, and hast been assured of, knowing of whom thou hast learned them." In verse 15, "And that from a child thou hast known the holy scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith which is in Christ Jesus. All scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, throughly furnished unto all good works." So Paul tells Timothy, you continue in the scriptures, the same scriptures that you've known since you were a child. Don't do anything different. You just stay with the same Bible that you were taught when you were a child. And again, what a great admonition and exhortation that is for us today. Just stay with the Bible. In chapter 4, verse 2, Paul tells Timothy, "Preach the word, be instant in season and out of season." And then in chapter 4, verses 3 and 4, Paul says that some will turn away from the truth. You just make sure that you stay with the truth. "For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lust shall they heap to themselves teachers having itching ears, and they shall turn away their ears from the truth and shall be turned unto fables." So all these verses in this great book of 2 Timothy underscore the theme that Paul is exhorting Timothy about, and that is to hold on to the doctrine of Jesus Christ and never let it go. Now then, let's go back to 2 Timothy chapter 1. And we're going to pick up in verse 15 because this is our text for today. 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 15 is where Paul talks about one of the hardest things that he had to live with. One of the hardest things that he had to endure. Was it the beatings that he received? No. Was it the fact that he was in prison? No. Was it the fact that he was shipwrecked on one occasion? Well, all those things were hard to endure. But what he's talking about here in 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 15, has to be one of the hardest trials that a child of God has to face. And it's this: being let down by your brothers in Christ. In verse 15, Paul said, "This you know, Timothy, that all they which are in Asia be turned away from me, of whom are Phygellus and Hermogenes." Now, he's talking about Christians here. When he says all they which are in Asia, in the province of Asia, he's talking about brethren, because the lost people were never with him to begin with. And Paul even named two of them. He said, "Here are the names of two of these men who have turned away from me." Paul did call the names of certain people in the book of 1 Timothy and 2 Timothy. But notice what happened here. Paul is in prison, and these men had turned away from him and wouldn't have anything to do with it. We're talking about men in the church. Think of it. Paul had dedicated his life to the gospel, and he was about to die for the gospel. He had suffered more than any Christian that we read about in the New Testament for Jesus Christ. He had taught and converted many people in the province of Asia. At this time, he was in prison. He had been sentenced to die. Winter was approaching, and now these brethren turned their back on him. How sad. What a shame that was. Paul is going to talk about his disappointment again in some of his brethren in 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 16, when he said at his first defense before the Roman government, "No man stood with him, but all men forsook him." So at this late point in Paul's life, when he really needed his brethren, there were quite a few brethren that ran out on him. And remember, Paul was not a criminal. He was a godly man. There was no reason why these men should run out on him and shun him. So why did they? Well, they were evidently afraid and ashamed. They didn't want to risk their own necks. And the lesson for us is this: even among Christians, it is rare to find somebody who will stand up for you, who will really be loyal, who will really fight for you, when there's a danger that they might be persecuted also. But there were some bright spots in spite of this disappointment that Paul is talking about. One of them, of course, is the fact that Timothy was always encouraging to Paul, because Paul knew that he could count on Timothy. He knew that Timothy was reliable, and that always gave Paul a great deal of joy and satisfaction. And not only Timothy, but there's another man that's mentioned in verses 16 through 18. And Paul says that this man helped him. So what did Paul do when bad things happened to him? Well, he looked for things to be thankful for. He looked for the good spots in life. He looked for the positive things in life. And that's what he's doing here. This man's name in verse 16 is Onesiphorus. The Bible says that he often refreshed Paul. He visited Paul. He perhaps brought him some things that Paul needed. Paul was not in solitary confinement here and shut off from visitors. We know that because he tells Timothy to bring him some things in chapter 4, verse 13. So this man refreshed Paul by perhaps bringing him some supplies, and perhaps with his presence and with his encouragement also. In verse 17, when he was in Rome, he said, "He sought me out very diligently and found me." So that passage tells us where Paul is. He's in Rome, and Paul's prayer is that God will grant to him mercy in that day, that is, the day of judgment when Jesus comes again, and also give mercy to his entire family, verse 16.